This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. 8 people are reported killed and dozens injured in an outburst of violence in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. The country's interior minister, Irlan Turgenbayev, told a news conference that about 300 people today fought on the streets of Masanchi. He did not say what sparked the conflict, but area residents said on social media it was an ethnic dispute. The town is near the border with Kyrgyzstan and has a large Muslim population of Chinese origin. Turgenbayev said 47 people had been arrested. Here in the U.S., Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders leads in pre-election polls in the run-up to Tuesday's Democratic Party primary in the state of New Hampshire. Last night, in an ABC debate among 7 White House hopefuls, Sanders talked about working to ease the country's divisions.
You raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The way you bring people together is to make it clear that we're not going to give tax breaks to billionaires and large corporations. They're going to start paying their fair share of taxes. That's what the American people want.
Senator Amy Klobuchar, who tuned in a strong debate performance, keyed in, as did others, on the main Democratic Party goal of defeating President Donald Trump. One attack point was Mr. Trump's tax cut.
Taking on a president that literally went down to Mar-a-Lago after he signed that Republican tax bill and looked at all his friends and said, "You just got a lot richer." That is Exhibit A for those carpenters in Pennsylvania and those dairy farmers in Wisconsin.
Sanders and former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg topped the pre-election polls in New Hampshire. Ireland began voting today in a general election as Prime Minister Leo Varadkar hopes to win a new term on the back of Brexit. But observers say voters are likely to judge him more on his domestic record. Some 3.3 million people are eligible to vote to elect 159 members of the Dáil. From Washington, this is VOA News. The American Embassy in Beijing says a U.S. citizen in Wuhan has died from the new coronavirus. The embassy says the 60-year-old, yet to be identified, lost his life 3 days ago. A Japanese citizen is also reported dead of viral pneumonia, likely caused by the coronavirus, although that has not been confirmed. Washington said it is offering up to $100 million in emergency aid to China and other countries affected by the deadly coronavirus to combat its spread. China's death toll at last report stood at 722. President Donald Trump has praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus, saying he is doing a good job. In China itself, there are voices saying just the opposite, that the leadership has been slow in meeting the virus challenge and that even now the response is burdened by bureaucracy. Thousands of travelers remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive for the virus. Reuters correspondent Beth Timmons has a report.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a 2-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean Anthem of the Seas cruise ship docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That was Beth Timmons of Reuters. A probe into Australia's bushfire crisis is in the final planning stages. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is wrapping up the terms of a royal commission into the unprecedented disaster. From Sydney, we have a report from Phil Mercer.
Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, says Australia must learn the lessons from the bushfire emergency. More than 30 people have been killed in the disaster that began in September, and 3,000 homes have been destroyed. Millions of hectares of land have been scorched. Morrison says a royal commission, Australia's highest form of inquiry, will examine the impact of global warming on the fires, as well as other factors, including land management. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Once again, our top story this hour. 8 people are reported killed, dozens injured in an outburst of violence in the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. The country's interior minister told a news conference that about 300 people today fought on the streets of Masanchi. Gene Randall, VOA News.